This is episode 16 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus and game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who? The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find, with questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants, keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak that's covered in A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Great greetings, dear listeners. And welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. You know, people always ask me how long I intend to keep doing this show, and I always tell them the same thing. Who are you and how did you get in here? Let's meet tonight's guests. Rick.
Hi.
Scott.
Hello.
And Virginia.
Hello.
This episode of Captain Game Show, as most episodes do, will include rounds of trivia, wordplay, and intermission improv. This episode will be slightly different from most, but not unprecedented, in that there will be, instead of three rounds of trivia and wordplay, one round of intermission improv. There will be two and two. Two rounds of trivia and wordplay, two rounds of intermission improv.
Trixie.
Yeah. I will explain the rules to each. I will probably explain the rules to each game as I go. I will explain the rules to all but one of the games tonight. And I think we're going to mix and match. We're going to do trivia game at the top, two improv games in the middle, and a trivia game to wrap it all up.
What?
Wait, what did I say? Trivia, improv, improv, trivia? Yeah, no, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
You sounded so perplexed. I had to check. Like, no, that's right. I'll explain whether or not the games will be buzz in, meaning I'll just ask the question or give the clue, and whoever thinks they know it, buzz in by saying their name, be the first to answer, get the point. Or if questions or clues will be assigned, meaning I will direct particular questions to particular players. Usually, but not always, if someone gets something wrong, I'll let someone else have a chance to steal. That is not by any means a guarantee. Now, I say this literally every episode, but people still get upset. if someone gets a question wrong and you buzz in, but I'd let someone else try to answer that question, I'm not changing any rules. I literally say it every time. Just because you buzz in, if someone gets it wrong, doesn't mean you'll have the chance. There's a reason that I do that. There's also a reason if it is a game where I don't explain the rules to it, there's a reason. Because maybe the rules aren't as defined as you think they are. And I give myself the leeway to ask a question you might not expect. Again, much like Captain Game Show itself, it seems random, but there's thought behind it. Even if those thoughts are random. Does anyone have any questions?
Nope.
Then we dive in. Round one.
Round one.
I call this game Pirate Jeopardy.
Fight.
Arr.
This is one of the games. In fact, I think this is the game where I will not explain the rules or how to play. This round will be assigned. And you know what? I'm feeling froggy. Let's make each question a 2-point question. It's going to be a high scoring game. You're welcome. Again, I will not go over any particular rules about how to play. It's basically just trivia for the most part. Each question is worth 2 points, but you may not earn both points. Unless you correctly respond in this game of Pirate Jeopardy.
Fight!
Virginia, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
This is what it's called when people dress up as characters and interact with each other in a real-world setting.
What is LARPing?
Correct. Rick.
Arr.
Easily the most rotund and arguably the most foul-mouthed of the kids from South Park.
Arr, who be Eric Cartman?
Yes. Scott.
Yes.
Much of this flexible but strong connective tissue is replaced by bone as young bodies develop.
What is cartilage?
Yes. Virginia.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at this question. I'm laughing at something else. This celebration. This question's not that funny. I'll tell you later. This celebration is also known as Fat Tuesday and precedes Ash Wednesday.
What is Mardi Gras? I do not have a good pirate R.
It's fine. The effort is what counts.
Thank you.
Rick.
Yar.
You may not know where in the world she is, but it's a safe bet that she's wearing a large red hat.
Arr, who be Carmen San Diego, matey?
All right, tone it down. Scott.
Carmen San Diego. What?
According to Horace of the Monster Squad, the Wolfman has these.
What are nards?
Correct. Virginia.
Yes.
Ironically, the fourth member of the Three Musketeers.
Who is D'Artagnan?
Yes. Rick.
Yes.
Bird, the film about this jazz saxophonist, starred a young Forrest Whitaker in his breakout role.
How you be walking the plank on this one?
Open the still.
Say it again.
Bird, the film about this jazz saxophonist, starred a young Forrest Whitaker in his breakout role.
Scott.
Scott.
I'm taking a stab because I'm not sure about this one, but who be Louis Satchmo Armstrong?
No. Nice try. That would be Charlie Bird Parker.
Nope.
Don't know that one.
Yeah. Charlie Parker?
I'm not familiar with him. But jazz isn't my thing.
It brings a bell upon hearing it, but I didn't have it. No.
That's fine. I'd already pretty much decided that was going to be the closeout music. Scott.
Yes.
This French monument was built with the intent of commemorating Napoleon's victories.
Rick to steal.
French monument. No, sorry.
Rick.
Would be the Arc de Triomphe.
Correct.
I've actually been there. It's an incredibly amazing traffic nightmare. There's like 14 lanes of traffic and none of them obey the rules. It's crazy.
Virginia.
Yes.
This small furry creature is best known as the sidekick to Lion-O and the other Thundercats.
Scott to Steve.
Yeah, I don't know Thundercats.
Scott.
Who is Snarf?
Yes. Rick.
Aye.
This small metallic entity is best known as half of the most popular droid duo in Star Wars.
R, that be who be R2-D2.
Correct. And Scott, last one goes to you.
Yes, sir.
This 5'6", somewhat hairy, metal entity is best known as the drummer for Metallica.
Rick to steal.
Virginia, God damn it, Rick.
Somewhat hairy mental entity.
Metal.
Metal. Hairy metal entity.
It makes sense if you know who it is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with the band.
Virginia.
Actually,
you know what? Virginia and Rick, it's a 2-point question. I'm going to let you split it. Say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1, say.
Who is Lars? Lars
Ulrich.
Yes. I love my job. All right. And I didn't break the rules because I never defined them. Good job, players. Going to enter into the first intermission improv game of the night.
Round 2.
Wordplay relay.
Fight!
In this game, it's pretty simple overall concept. I will give you some category, and you have to name things that fall within that category. The only hook to the game is that your answer must begin with whatever letter the previous person's answer ended with. So, for example, if the category was parts of a house, someone says wall, the next person says lamp shade, next person says eavesdrop, next person says powder room. You get it. I kind of want to do that now.
You would never accept eavesdrop as a part of a house.
Oh, eavesdrop is absolutely a part of a house.
An eaves trough, perhaps, but not an eavesdrop.
An eavesdrop is a part of whatever. I'm not going to argue with you. But I am going to Google it. Because I'm entirely confident in my answer, but I'm not entirely confident in myself. Yeah, the eavesdrop or eavesdrip is the width of ground around a house or building which receives the water dropping from the eaves. Yeah.
Okay. I was wrong.
Yeah. I'm not going to take a point away. Normally, I would give a point to myself. But I've come to realize that I rule everything anyway, so I'm beyond I'm beyond the good and evil points. But I digress. Wordplay relay. let's see. Let's make tonight's category flora and fauna. In layman's terms, plants and or animals, living critters.
Do they have to be currently living?
No. As always, I will let you know if, for whatever reason, your answer does not work for me. And I will probably give you the opportunity to give me a different answer if I decide that you need to give me a different answer. How lenient I am, I'm an easygoing feller. Let's begin. Scott, I'm going to start you off with cougar. You have an R.
Rose.
A what? Rose.
Yes.
Virginia, you have an E.
Elephant.
Rick.
Taper.
Scott.
I didn't catch the end R. of his word.
R? Taper.
Rat.
Wait, you did say taper, right?
I did.
Yes, R.
Rat.
Virginia.
Tiger.
Rick.
Rhinoceros.
Scott.
Sycamore.
Virginia. E.
Elderberry.
Rick, you have a Y.
Yak.
Scott, K.
Kangaroo.
Virginia.
Octopus.
Rick.
Snail.
Scott.
Lemons.
Lemons with an S?
No, let's say lemon, sorry.
Virginia, N.
Narwhal.
Rick.
Lemur.
Scott.
Rhododendron.
Virginia. Rick.
Nightshade.
Scott.
Eucalyptus.
Virginia.
Sunflower.
Rick. R.
Ribosome.
Scott. R. Scott.
R. raspberry.
Virginia.
Yellow jacket.
Rick.
Shoot. Tarsier.
I don't know what that is. Give me something else.
Tasmanian devil.
Scott, you have an L.
Lotus blossom.
Virginia, M.
Mammoth.
Nice. Rick, H.
Hyacinth.
Scott, H.
That came out of nowhere. Hippopotamus.
Has that been given? No, it was rhinoceros. Virginia, S.
Swordfish.
Rick.
Hydrangea.
Scott.
Antelope.
Virginia. Rick, you have an E.
Emu.
Scott, you have a U.
I'm short circuiting.
Virginia, you have a U.
All I can think of is unicorn.
I'll take it. Rick, you have an N.
Oh hell.
and 4 seconds.
I'll wake up tomorrow with every N animal and plant running through my head.
Yeah. Yes, yes, you will.
I had Snapdragon waiting on deck, but I never got an S to use it.
It's a good one.
I got to say, right. This, you know, I started writing down E ones because we always seem to end up in an E.
I figured you trap. Would. Yeah.
That's how I came up with eucalyptus so quickly, but that's the only E thing that I wrote down.
Well done, guys. I know often if I have two intermission improvs, one is a more fast paced instant response kind of game like we just played, and the other is usually I will give you a task like haiku kung fu or can I have a word, and you guys have to write something for the end of the show. We're not doing that today. We're doing another game. We're doing a game that I haven't played in a while, but as I often do, I was listening to old episodes. I was like, oh yeah, I liked that. So we're going to play the oft maligned, but pure of heart, Mockingbird.
Test your might.
This improv game is based on the song that a parent might sing to a child as they try to get them to go to sleep. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. The guests will make up the next line of the song. I will rhyme to that line and pass to the next person. I could explain it more, but where's the fun in that? So I will start it. I will give you a thing to rhyme to. I will take your thing, create the next line, and toss to the next person. And we're going to start with Virginia. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird is mean, Virginia.
Papa's gonna buy you something green.
Okay. And if that green thing hurts my eyes, Rick.
Papa's gonna buy you a bigger size.
Okay. Scott. And if that size won't fit my hips.
Papa's gonna buy some gloss for lips.
Okay. Honestly, I thought you were gonna go wax lips. That would have been like a bonus point. You were close. Virginia. And if that lip gloss looks too wet.
Pop is gonna make you a horse race bet.
Wow.
It fits.
Okay. With that's why I don't play this game. It always turns dark.
I just watched an episode of The Golden Girls where Sophia went to the racetrack.
She's not a child. All right. And if that horse and if that racehorse pulls up lame, Rick.
Papa's gonna buy you a bowl of flame.
What? No.
No?
No. No, it has to make some kind of sense. Don't give me just random words.
You're a father. You know better.
Yeah.
Bowl of flame. No. Scott, and if that racehorse pulls up lame.
Papa's gonna buy you a nice board game.
Oh, well, that's all vanilla.
Yeah, no one's dying at all. Virginia. And if that board game's hard to play. Virginia. Rick. And if that board game's hard to play.
Papa's gonna buy you a Lego tray.
All right.
At least it wasn't a death ray.
True.
Lego trays are very useful. All right. Scott, I'm gonna end with you. And if that tray will not sit flat.
Papa's gonna buy you a kitty cat.
Oh, nice. Aww. Way to teach responsibility.
Can we toss a half point to Xena because she was walking through the room at the time?
Sure. I'm sure that'll mean a lot to her.
I would have given her a full point, but she failed to kill the mouse this morning.
I was going to make a joke about her having to work for her supper, but apparently she failed to get her supper. All right.
She played with her food. What can I tell you?
I'm not laughing at what you said. I'm laughing at something else. I'll tell you. Oh, boy.
You're not funny. Something else is.
No, you're funny, but it reminded me of something that was also funny. That I haven't explained. So it won't, like, if I just told you what the thing was, it wouldn't make any sense without any context. Even less sense than it's making now. Final round of the game.
Final round.
I call this game Good Night Moon.
Fight!
The much-beloved children's book Goodnight Moon has been helping kids go to sleep for decades, and I figured it was about time for a modern twist. In this game, I imagine that Goodnight Moon was actually about the 2009 Sam Rockwell movie, Moon. I then imagined several other books in the series named either after other science fiction stories or just something that happened to have something space-related in the title. I will give you an adorable little rhyme, set, of course, to the rhyme scheme of the classic Goodnight Moon. You tell me which thing, story, book, movie, etc. I'm referring to. And it's going to be assigned. Does anyone have any questions about this game?
No.
All right. I believe I've started with Virginia and I've started with Rick. So Scott, first one goes to you. Good night, me. Good night, you. Good night, pod person who looks like me too.
Rick to steal.
Oh, that's the whole clue?
That's it. I just need the name of the thing.
Okay. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Correct.
It's been a while since I've heard this game. I didn't know how long the clues went on for.
Yeah. For one, whatever this is.
Schema? Train?
I guess.
I would say stanza, I think.
Stanza.
That's what I was thinking.
I like the word quatrain.
Virginia.
Yes.
Good night, Doomsday. Good night, Klaatu. Good night, all humanity. Sucks to be you.
That's you. Scott to steal.
Is that the day the Earth stood still?
It is.
Very nice.
Hold on. Rick. Mm-hmm. Good night, magic suit. Good night, Egyptian god. Good night, three different guys in one smoking bod.
Moon Knight?
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Good night, worms.
Clanks.
And tumbleweeds. Good night, Ward Bacon and dynamite stampedes.
I assume the franchise is okay. It's not a particular installment.
It's not a particular one, no.
Tremors.
Yeah. Virginia.
Yes.
Good night, Tanners. Good night, NBC. Good night. No, Gordon, you can't eat cats on TV.
Rick Steele.
Alf?
Alf is correct.
I was too busy laughing to steal.
Thank you.
You had me at Tanner's.
Yeah. I figured Tanner's might be, but yeah, I figured I'd lock it in with NBC. Rick, final question of the game, final question of the night goes to you.
Ooh.
I know it's the last question, but I'm going to say for the record, I don't decide which player gets which question ahead of time. The chips just fall where they may. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Spock.
Oh, Kirk. For the love of God.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Good night, Spock, Kirk, and New Khan. Good night, Needs of the Few, and the other one.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
That's correct.
Whenever you say, remember, I don't decide ahead of time, it's either Star Trek or rap for me.
Go either way. All right, totaling points. It's going to be a high scoring game because two intermission improvs usually are point or opportunities to rack up points.
I think we're all pretty close too.
You are.
By my reckoning anyway. Not that that's worth anything.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So the thing that I was laughing about earlier is I hid a bonus point in Pirate Jeopardy. So, for cartilage, if someone just happened to randomly mention the trivia that, oh, you know, shark's bones are made of cartilage, that would have been a bonus point. But unless it was Scott. if it was
Scott.
I love how much you crack yourself up. It's really amazing. I love it every time.
No. Oh boy. Oh man. If anyone but Scott had said the shark thing, it would have been an automatic bonus point to them. If Scott had said the shark thing, everyone would have to pick a number between 1 and 20. Oh man. Oh boy. Whew. Okay. Okay, final scores.
I don't get it.
Because like when a player, like in an individual show, if a player, you know, is too far ahead, you know, they kind of basically get handicapped, the underdog, you know, get an underdog bonus point. But you have racked up such what's the word I'm looking for? Generally speaking, over the course of the show, it is the macro version of that. You are typically a few points ahead, generally speaking. So I'm not, but it wouldn't be fair to just say you can't have a bonus point. But I had to randomize it if it was you. But it didn't come into play. Okay. Oh man.
I'm not sure how I feel about the notion of me being so good that I can't get bonus points.
No.
So funny.
Well, no. It's just that as I was saying it, it sounded like I just hate you, but it's not. What it is. That's what I was laughing at. I was like, anyone can have a bonus point except for Scott. That's not what it was. But that's why I was laughing. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh. Oof. Final scores. Sorry. Virginia, 22 points.
Nice.
Ooh. Rick, 24 points.
Nice.
Scott, 22 points.
Oh.
Woot.
Tie for Scott and Virginia. Rick pulls ahead, takes the lead, wins the game. Congratulations, sir.
I needed redemption after the last appearance I had. So. Mm-hmm.
I like how readily John agreed with that assessment. Oh.
John said nothing.
It was pathetic, and that's being generous.
It was fine. It was fine. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield.
Yeah, I was definitely the bug on that
one. Rick, as is tradition on this show, you have earned the coveted place of honor and are now free to pitch, plug, and promote anything that you like to the audience.
Everyone needs to watch Interview with the Vampire on AMC. It's a really, really good show. And if you're a fan of Anne Rice, while the story is very different, the flavor is totally there.
I got a long list of stuff. I'll probably get around to it. Virginia.
Well, you can find me here and there around the Infinite Potato Alliance Network, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Virginia in Texas.
Yep. And last but certainly not least, Scott.
In addition to hearing me occasionally on this show, more often on That Star Trek Podcast, also here on the Infinite Potato Alliance, If you're tired of listening to me on podcast, you can check out my website, www.planetrisecreative.com, or find me on Twitter, at Planet Rise, where I showcase the graphic artwork that I make, either for fun or sometimes for profit. Always taking commissions, usually taking commissions. So if someone has any art needs, posters, book covers, logos, etc., then reach out and let me know what you're looking for, and we can probably work something out.
Profit.
Very talented, Mr. Scott Madison. Yes. Look him up if you have graphic. Mostly if you have graphic needs, graphic design needs. Settle down, ladies.
Graphic needs as well, but that's going to cost extra.
Yay, hey. As for me, I work for free. No, sorry. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. Wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. The podcast is available in all your standard podcast places, including but not limited to Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and the like. Let's see. At this point, we are nearing the end of this season's Hidden Game. One of the words on this episode has been replaced by the AI assistant to the network, Archibald. At the end of the season, I will release an episode that explains how you should order those words in order to properly interpret their meanings. If you solve my riddle, crack my code, and give me the answer that I'm looking for, you will win something. But it's going to be a thing, and if you win, you will receive said thing. And absolutely, you get the bragging rights to say, not only did I solve the hidden game of season 4 of Captain Game Show, but you didn't.
Practice now, in your face, DeFilippus.
I wasn't aiming to win any in particular. Not winner. All right. It is now officially tomorrow, so I think that's a good time to wrap it up. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, Rick. And thank you, Scott, for playing. As always, I appreciate your presence, and I value your intellect, your banter, and your crude states of mind.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. I hope you listen again to the next episode of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I think it's going to be a short round. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
I loved him in Everything Everywhere
nope.
All at Once.
Nope. Nope. Cutting it all out. Not because of you personally, Rick, or even that I don't like that joke, but somebody makes that joke every time someone says short round.
Oh, I hadn't heard it yet. So
yeah, I can't have that.
Because you keep cutting it out.
Yeah. It's like the last scene of Indiana Jones, where the Ark just goes to this huge warehouse. That's where all those jokes go.
After credit bonus scene.
Virginia.
I'm sorry. I got distracted for a second. I'm supposed to be doing pitch, plug, or promote, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you want, it's optional. Okay.
After credit bonus scene.
I also have a presence on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as Captain Game Show. I'm on TikTok. I think I'm on TikTok too. I mean, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and tweeting like a mother.
I like presents.
After credit bonus scene.
You know what? This show is like jazz. Like, it always just seems like just unplanned mess on paper. But it always comes out. So the thing that I was laughing about earlier is I hid a bonus point in Pirate Jeopardy. So, for cartilage, if someone just happened to randomly mention the trivia that, oh, you know, shark's bones are made of cartilage, that would have been a bonus point. But unless it was Scott. if it was Scott.
I love how much you crack yourself up. It's really amazing. I love it every time.
I can't breathe. No. I am. I'm in danger. Okay.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Oh man.
If anyone but Scott had said the shark thing, it would have been an automatic bonus point. If Scott had said the shark thing, everyone would have to pick a number between 1 and 20. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Whew. Okay. Okay, final scores.
I don't get it.
Because, like, when a player, like, in an individual show, if a player, you know, is too far ahead, you know, they kind of basically get handicapped, the underdog, you know, get an underdog bonus point. It is the macro version of that. You are typically a few points ahead. But it wouldn't be fair to just say you can't have a bonus point. But I had to randomize it if it was you. But it didn't come into play. It sounded like I just hate you, but it's not. That's what I was laughing at. I was like, anyone can have a bonus point except for Scott. That's not what it was.
Outstanding.